Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. I'm Mateen filling in for Qasim today. And our guest today is Roy Scott. So Roy, if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
I'm Roy Scott. I'm founder and CEO of Healthy Hip Hop. I'm originally from Kansas City, now in Atlanta. What I do for a living is we run our business, Healthy Hip Hop, which is hip hop for children and families, and all about ultimately the big picture is become an iconic children's brand at Urban Disney. So we have our own characters and content, we have curriculum, and we also built our own tech platform. So that's what I do, man.
Awesome. So how'd you get the idea to start this business?
Yeah, really, as a kid, I just love hip hop music and culture. And so growing up, I was really just, well, I wanted to rap, right? I was rapping as a kid and came out of high school and had an opportunity to play Division I sports and go to college on a scholarship to play basketball. And I decided, no, I don't want to do that. I'm going to be a rapper in the streets of Kansas City at all places. And so I started rapping and got some good success, picked up some traction, and ultimately had my light bulb moment when I picked up my son Justice from school. So I had my firstborn son. He was probably about 3 at the time. And he started repeating my music in the car. You know, that music promoted drugs, violence, et cetera. And that was my light bulb moment. I knew I couldn't be this kind of influence on him or anybody else. And that's what inspired me to create a positive alternative, and Healthy Hip Hop was born.
Awesome. So are you able to reach people all around the world, or is it mostly local, like in Atlanta? What does that look like for you?
Yeah, I mean, so we are international. We are focused on the United States. A lot of our early work was more like in the Midwest and in the South. Right now, a lot of our engagement is still Midwest, kind of Southeast, but we do some work also on the coast as well.
So what does it look like for you to get the word out? How do people, like, you know, find out about Healthy Hip Hop?
Well, now we're really starting to turn up our marketing. In full transparency, a lot of our original stuff was just like word of mouth. It was like parents who loved the content. It was schools who were hired or contracting with us to either do professional development or live events. So a lot of it was word of mouth to start. But we have done a lot more social media marketing lately. Also doing some kind of micro influencer marketing with parents who are like family influencers, and also like there is a wave of like hip hop education. So these teachers who rap, so doing some of that. But ultimately, it's been really grassroots for the most part. But now we're really starting to turn up the marketing as we've been kind of fine tuning the product, fine tuning the content, and it's getting the team strong, getting ready to really kind of go to market and push really strong to end this year and going to 2024 really strong.
Awesome. So in terms of your product, what would you say makes you better than your competition?
Oh, well, I think the big picture is our cultural competency. So usually when you think about like kids' music, it's a little bit watered down. Like with Healthy Hip Hop, it still is the same vibe, same energy of hip hop culture, but clean for children and families. So I think that's the biggest thing is our cultural relevancy. And then also our dual-sided platform. So one side is for teachers and parents, where they can just have access to our educational resources. And then the other side is a mobile application, which is kind of geared more towards the student and the parent. And the app is like a Spotify meets TikTok for children and families. And this is where parents can stream the music exclusively in our app. And then kids can also create these TikTok style videos, but in a safer environment for children and families.
So is your goal to be more of a B2C or B2B, like selling it to schools and places like that?
Big picture. So to hit our North Star of becoming like an iconic children's brand, I think the long term is going to be more of a B2C. But where we're at right now on our roadmap, it is more of a B2B. So we sell to schools, we sell to corporate partners. This gives us kind of puts us in front of more students and more teachers and more people at once. There's also a lot bigger contracts. It's a clearer path to scale the business. So right now we are really locked in on the B2B side of things. But big picture, as we grow it and grow the audience and grow our impact, it will be more of a kind of a direct to consumer offering.
Makes sense. So what has the reception been like that you've gotten? Because like just based on what you're describing to me, I wish I had it when I was growing up. So I feel like, you know, like this perception must be very positive.
Yeah, it's been really good. I mean, it just depends on who you talk to, right? Because the thing is when you think hip hop, a lot of the times there is a a negative connotation attached to it, right? So that's kind of one of the stigmas or one of the objections that we face quite a bit. Like hip hop, so you hear, like, oh, hold on, like, but no. So that's one of the biggest challenges. But we've been very well received because I think for the most part, people understand that you know, if that's an education space, if that's just parents, like, hip hop is the voice of our youth. And so a lot of the times they're looking for ways to share hip hop culture with their kids, but in a way that is not, you know, vulgar, that's not promoting, you know, things that you wouldn't want your children listening to. So overall, it's been pretty well received. You know, we've been able to raise capital for the company. We've been able to, you know, grow our users, a little bit over 10,000 users on the mobile application. We get big contracts with school districts. So it's been well received, but it has been a uphill battle. But that's like pretty much, you know, with any business, any startup company, you're going to face those challenges.
That's true. So is there any role for artificial intelligence in your business?
100%. So we were already thinking about that. So not only thinking about that, but we're moving on that. So we're working on this program right now called RapGPT. And so basically it's helping kids create their first rap through artificial intelligence. Ours, we wanted to make it a little bit more interactive. So for right now, if you go to ChatGPT, like, you can type in, like, give it the prompt and it's going to spit out the whole thing for you, right? And done deal. With ours, it's more or less, we kind of give you a first line prompt and then the kid has to write, the student has to write their line. And then our AI, our RapGPT bot will kick another line and then they have to, you know, so it's kind of more interactive. So that's one part of that we're doing on the AI side. The other is we actually have these built-in surveys where students can select certain, you know, topics or certain, like, themes, and then our RapGPT will spit out a rap. And so we're working right now to get that to match our characters because we have our own characters. So when we say Urban Disney, we have like PJ Panda, we have Jungle, we have a handful of our own characters, Leo the Lion. And so right now we have the prototype to where it'll actually kick back out raps, but just with kind of these prefigured voices that are in these Microsoft platforms we're using. But now we're working on the next phase of it where it's actually our characters' voices, our characters' avatars that will rap that back. So definitely, you know, thinking about and acting on AI, we know, like, I think in the startup space and in entrepreneurship, especially raising capital, like, you'll get these waves. Some things will be trends and some things will actually be like real relevant movements that stick. So this is not like an NFT, which I'm not knocking NFTs. I think NFTs will still have a place. But you see how they kind of died down and kind of fell off just because I won't get too deep into that. But it kind of was more like kind of a country club type of thing to me for people who are making money in NFTs. But with AI, like, what's happening in the space is, like, is revolutionary. So I think AI is something that's definitely here to stay. So we're thinking about it and already acting on it.
If you look into AI in the form of, like, you know, customer service, high level chatbots, you know, for parents that are looking for more information.
Right. Yep. So some of those too as well. So it's a lot of that stuff. There's some plug and play stuff that we're currently implementing or going to be implementing on this next iteration of our product. So absolutely 100%. We do, like, the AI is, like, I joke around and with some of my founder friends, I'm like, man, Mr. GPT is like a new co-founder.
That's awesome.
He's doing a little bit of everything.
So what would you say is your top business priority in the next 3 to 6 months?
Next 3 to 6 months. So we are in this program right now. It's a social impact program in Dallas that's backed by United Way. So they're in the social impact space clearly. And they're also doing stuff with, like, venture. And so the next 3 to 6 months, and our biggest contract to date is with the Dallas Independent School District. So really, we're trying to maximize our impact in Dallas and also kind of scale up the impact, scale up our revenue, scale up some of our processes. So really go to market strong in Dallas so we can, again, kind of improve on all of our processes and systems and kind of our revenue there. So we can then scale that up in other markets as well. So we're really kind of locked in for that for the next 3 to 6 months.
Awesome. And I actually live in Dallas, so that's really cool. Yeah.
Oh, I have to hook up and link in person there because we're in Dallas heavy over these next, really the next year.
Exciting. So what is the biggest challenge you're facing in order to, you know, get this thing implemented in Dallas, or just in general, just what you're focused on?
I think some of our biggest challenges, you know, obviously anybody was saying, like, raising capital, especially in this market, the market right now, just raising capital is always tough right now. It's even tougher. That's obviously, that's always a challenge. But I think also getting some of this early adoption and really like building community. And so we've been doing a lot of the back end stuff as far as like building out the product, like I said, getting the team strong, getting the content strong. We've been really kind of cultivating our relationship with the people who are familiar with us. But now it's like creating these healthy hip hop champions and kind of creating community to really grow and spread what we do to get more mass adoption, kind of create that virality and get the key people like in education, in hip hop, and in like the entertainment industry, like behind us to really raise awareness about what we're doing so we can, you know, hit scale.
Are you focused now on, you know, maybe getting influencers behind you? Maybe it's even like professional athletes, you know, basketball, football players, folks like that.
100%. So we're focused on that, especially like I said, with the stuff that's happening now in Dallas. We got some really strong connections and ties in there with the local sports teams. But then also with our network already. So we won the Legacy Classic Pitch Competition, which is backed by Michael B. Jordan. So we're working with his team right now. He came on board as an advisor, working with his team on some content and some different ways to kind of activate that part of our network. We're in Black Ambition right now, which is a program backed by Pharrell Williams. We did receive a small investment from them last year. We're going back to the program to become like an official Black Ambition finalists. So some of those key things we're working on right now to get some of those influencers, like I said, that's not only like mentioned in the, but not only that I mentioned in the entertainment and hip hop, but like you mentioned also like in sports, because obviously there's some key people in that space that I think could really kind of amplify our voice.
So do you have calls pretty regularly with, you know, Michael B. Jordan and Pharrell Williams? And if so, like, what's that like working with them?
I mean, well, with them, you know, they have big teams, right? So we try to meet with them at least, you know, monthly, quarterly. You know, you got to be respectful of their time and make sure, like, you make a quality ask with them. It has to be, like, I mean, it has to be, like, official. So we speak pretty oftenly, but I make sure, like, you know, I'm respecting their time and making sure I'm, you know, strategic with how I'm asking for healthy hip hop.
So what is the one biggest piece of advice that you wish you knew before we started this business?
I would say to really align myself the right way. And what I mean by that is I don't have a background in fundraising. I don't have a background in tech or VC, but I've been on a crash course of learning it. We've been able to successfully raise over $1 million of capital. We've been able to win some pretty prestigious pitch competitions, and it's all been off sheer just like grit, determination, persistence. And so now what I've learned is to just align myself, especially on the funding side. You know, I want to align myself with the people that are in like my vertical, in my industry, versus like when I was the first on raising capital, I had so many meetings with people in the VC space that just weren't a good fit. But, you know, so a lot of that, I think it needed to happen for me to learn it. But now it'd be more like aligning myself with the right people capital wise, and then also attracting and not forcing. Cause a lot of the times it's things like grit, go, grind. And I've been doing that, but now I'm more about just attracting the right people to me versus trying to force it. You see what I'm saying? So that's what I would say. That's the advice I give myself, is just proper alignment and attract, don't force.
But as you said, I mean, I feel like especially early on in business that you have to have those conversations. You have to talk to people that may not be a good fit, like you said, to figure out, okay, like this, I need to look for people that are working on that to understand my business, especially when it comes to raising money.
100%, yes. I wouldn't change anything. It's all part of the grind. Like I'm just, you know, very grateful for this incredible opportunity. And I think ultimately it's really more about, I think your number one business is you. Like, you know what I mean? Like, how do you master self? How do you, you know, get yourself mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically, all that, like in the best place to be the best version of you. So now you can go and be successful in other endeavors, especially like with my family, my family, man, I have a wife and three children, like understanding my priorities, like locking in first and foremost, like with God, locking in with my family, and then being able to lock in with my business. So mastering self, I think, is your number one business.
100%. Yeah, faith is really important for us as well. So I would say, if we're going to have this conversation again in 1 year from now, where do you expect things to go for Healthy Hip Hop?
Well, I think when you see me from a year from now, Roy Scott and Healthy Hip Hop will be, a household name. We will be definitely scaled in impact. Because for me, I was just, and that's why I kind of went a little bit late over. I was talking to my co-founder about this. We have some big plans and some big things we're executing on. And it's about setting the, well, it was actually two conversations. I had a conversation with him. And prior to that, I had a conversation with one of my mentors who's in this Dallas program. And setting the culture. And so with setting the culture for me, for us, is impact, you know, first. And so, and doing right by people. So a year from now, we will have scaled our impact to reach 1 million plus children. We'll scale our impact to reach millions in revenue. And also just as far as like, again, Iconic Children Brand, a mogul just in entrepreneurship and hip hop and entertainment. So a year from now, that's what you're going to see. And it's been years in the making. So anything that's happened in a year, we've been at this thing for a while.
No, for sure. And we're rooting for you. So if somebody watching this wanted to reach out to you, do you mind sharing the best way to get a hold of you and your company website?
Yeah, so the company website and our socials across the board is healthy.hiphop. So there's no .com, it's just healthy.hiphop. That's also all of our socials, just healthyhiphop, one word. RoyScott.CEO, same for me, just one word. Just I'm pretty open, you know, reach out to me and I'm always responsive. It's kind of like how we got this meeting set up here, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, Roy, I want to say thank you so much for your time. As I said, like, we're rooting for you. Hopefully we can chat again in 1 year as you guys keep growing and scaling your company.
Absolutely. Appreciate y'all. Thanks for taking the time today.
Likewise. Thank you.
All right. Peace.
All right. Thanks. All right. Bye.